Hare Krishna, today we are reading from Prabhupada Nectar. This book is compiled by His Holiness Satswarupa Dasa Goswami. His regular schedule. Prabhupada followed his own schedule and only occasionally departed from it. He was supposed to take massage at about 11 or 11:30 in the morning, but if he had guests and was preaching, he would not stop for the schedule. Or at night, he would keep talking, especially with some life member or solicitor in Bombay. But he was never whimsical about time or about where to be for Krishna's service. Once, after walking along Juhu Beach for half an hour, Dr. Patel, one of his friends who joined us to walk, suggested that we turn back. Prabhupada looked at his watch and said that it was too early. The deity of Radha Rash Bihari would not give darshana for another hour. Dr. Patel said, if you come back early, since you are a pure devotee, Krishna can give darshana early. Prabhupada said that was out of the question. We cannot change the deity's schedule to suit our own. He never went off alone without devotees accompanying him. It was unheard of that he would say, I am leaving for a few days, or I am going on some private business, or I am going on a vacation. Everything was done at the right Krishna conscious moment. Even his solitude, one could overhear it, as he produced the Bhagavatam or when he was chanting Hare Krishna mantra on beads. The silence of his pure consciousness we could not try to understand, but there were glimpses of it when he would tell us of a dream he had, or he would reveal something he had been thinking of alone. In New York City in 1968, after staying up very late at night, Prabhupada rose and travelled early in the morning to Boston. He then rode back to his temple president in New York City, who had not been able to rise on the morning of Prabhupada's departure to Boston. Don't just praise me, Prabhupada wrote, but do as I do. Prabhupada followed his schedule with considerable strictness. Events would crash down on him. News of a demon's attack might make him grave, yet he would go off gravely to his bath or take prasadam, unless it became too much. Then, out of anxiety, he would not attend to his eating. Once, he stayed up all night worrying when a leading disciple showed signs of serious deviancy. One time, when shown color photos of the first Rath Yatra in Los Angeles, he stared in transcendental pleasure for hours and did not take his massage. Promptness was the steady factor. Punctuated by these departures, which showed us something beyond the schedule. Usually, however, everything was taken care of, absorbed into his routine. He did not fit the stereotype of an Indian who was always 2 hours late for every meeting. Prabhupada regularly glanced at his watch, and sometimes when his servants were not ready to leave, he would walk out his room and head for a waiting car, prepared to leave them behind. Yet he did not appear like a karmi, bound hand and foot to following an imposed schedule that gave him no freedom. The Bhagavad Gita describes the regulated principles of freedom. Prabhupada was liberated, but both to show us and to live in the most effective way to accomplish his service, he organized the 24 hours of the day and night. There was a best time when the air was cool and the neighborhood quiet for taking a morning walk. There was a best time to greet the deities according to their time. There was a best time for devotees to gather, a suitable time to eat for health, and a reasonable time to answer letters. To regulate his men so they would rise early, he rose early. He preached to his guests at times convenient for their schedules. Thus, he scheduled his transcendental acts not for the rules' sake, but for performing constant, optimum service to Krishna, for spreading and solidifying his ISKCON movement in this world. Thank you. Hare Krishna.